From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Haiti's controversial finance minister resigns in the wake of last week's armed attack on the Council of State. The governor of the Bank of Jamaica says dealings with the IMF have prevented him from attending to vital concerns. And Montserrat Chief Minister John Osborne again accuses the British government of being racist. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Haiti's finance minister, who had been at the center of a row between the country's interim president and its Council of State, has resigned. Her decision to quit came some 72 hours after Thursday's violent attack on the consul by four gunmen, which left one consul member dead and another person seriously wounded. A second consul member, Serge Villard, died yesterday from the wounds he sustained in that attack. This evening, I asked correspondent Michael Norton about the background to the finance minister's decision to quit.
Mrs. Violaine Lagagne resigned, handed in her resignation Sunday night. In fact, she had been invited to resign since last Friday in an attempt to calm this crisis down a little bit. For the resignation of this finance minister has been very expensive indeed in human lives. Two very valuable individuals, a Council of State member and a union leader, have been killed, and surrounding those murders, many people in the streets have been attacked by probably politically motivated, related criminals. It is a very expensive price to pay for a principle.